Podcast listening is on the up, says Edison. The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Edison Research says that podcast listening has rebounded since the slightly disappointing Infinite Dial numbers released earlier this year. Gabriel Soto reports a sizable increase in younger audiences. Since records began in early 2020, the top three downloaded podcasts in Triton Digital's US podcast report have been NPR News Now at 1, Crime Junkie at 2, and The Ben Shapiro Show at 3. But according to Triton Digital's US podcast report for June, released yesterday, NPR has been toppled. The new number one is Cumulus's Ben Shapiro Show, which is also carried on radio stations across the US. SXM Media remains the number one podcast network. Triton Digital is owned by iHeartRadio, but doesn't measure them. Sky Pillsbury's The Squeeze weekly newsletter has launched with a scoop. MPR, that's Minnesota Public Radio, axed the Peabody-winning podcast In the Dark halfway through production. It's a great piece of long-form reporting, and we recommend it to you. You'll find it linked in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. While yesterday's IAB Concerned Podcasters document was heavy on the concerns and light on any solutions, we're reminded of a piece of work for podcast listening using ULIDs from Dan Benjamin and Dave Jones. You'll find it at podcastlistening.com. It potentially fixes any issues around download analytics. It's a really straightforward suggestion to append a random string to the audio request. We'd like to see it taken up. macOS Monterey is out. That's version 12.5. You might want to make sure that your critical software works with it before upgrading, but from what we understand, there shouldn't be too many incompatibility issues. Comedian Lewis Black has filed a suit against SXM Media's Pandora for copyright infringement, claiming that Pandora has failed to pay royalties for using recordings of his work and that it decided to infringe now and deal with the consequences later. Media lawyer David Oxenford explains how royalties for comedy work in an article we link to and says that historically no such royalty has been claimed or collected. Yet, a new magazine is to be produced in France. Podcast Magazine should be available in October 2022. It's unrelated to the similarly named US title. Resound, AI-powered podcast editing software, has raised $1.35 million for launch. The software automatically removes ums and ers. You can join the waitlist on the website. Audia has released metrics about their Fader mobile app, which offers live radio stations without the ads. Can't foresee any problems there. The company also owns Vodacast, an immersive podcasting service. Remember that a high-quality podcast is only half the work. The other half of the work is to get your podcast out there to attract and retain a loyal and engaged audience. That's according to Pousse, a company in France which grows and markets podcasts. The Batuta Advocate reports on an apparent Australian government piece of research that no podcast has ever earned a four-hour runtime. The story concludes with a researcher saying she is not sure when podcasters stopped respecting people's time, but states that if we don't crack down on podcast dribble, the next generation could be forced to live through podcasts that go for up to 10 hours. Anything but that. And thank you to Owen Grover for becoming our latest personal supporter on Patreon. We're grateful for your support, Owen. Thank you. You can be like Owen and the other folk at the bottom of our newsletter by supporting us on Patreon. The address there is podnews.net/Patreon. And in People News, James Parkinson is to start as a podcast producer at ARN's iHeart Podcast Network Australia from Monday. He joins from Lawson Media. I'm beyond excited to be joining a fantastic team at ARN, he tweets, adding, also a nod to Pod News, where I first spotted the job ad. If you want a job in podcasting, it's become a great resource for new opportunities, and companies that aren't posting their ads there are probably missing out on great talent. James, next time we see you, we'll get you a pint.
Email has always been part of our marketing strategy at Acast. You know, as a product led company, we're constantly testing and learning new things, and we've tested it. We learned a huge amount, and we've decided to focus on other marketing strategies instead.
Ross Adams from Acast in Podland this week. You can hear the full interview by searching for Podland in your favorite podcast app and also in Spotify. Wesley is currently the number one baseball podcast in the US, a sports meets true crime limited series. It's a story about the remarkable life and tragic death of former Major League Baseball star Lyman Wesley Bostock Jr. It's Fox Sports' first ever episodic podcast. And if you like learning about new podcasts in Pod News, you can now get this little bit as a podcast itself. New podcast trailers is available in your favourite RSS podcast app and does just that. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe and support, we're at podnews.net.